The music sounds best on Phoenix FM. The Music Radio.
That was the title track from the first album, Border in the Train Line by the Croque-Monsieurs. And indeed, I'm delighted to once more to be joined by the Croque-Monsieurs themselves, Colin Batters and Chris Howard, from South London. So welcome back to Phoenix FM, guys.
Hi, Scott. Hi, listeners. We're back.
Come on, we're going to start at the beginning. I know you've been here several times before, but some people may have forgotten. You got your name, I think, from a food, which, to be truthful, I'd never actually heard of, but now I keep finding it all over the place.
Yeah. We're trying to promote good health.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I actually came across an Italian croque monsieur.
Really?
Yeah. So there's a French one, Croque Monsieur, right. But also an Italian. Well, Italian Monsieur, it was called.
Really? Yeah, it's, just, yeah. It's not like a Seigneur Croque Senor. Anyway, let's start by introducing you individually. Come on.
Okay, well, I'm Colin Batters, and apart from vocals, I play rhythm guitar and the harmonica.
And I'm Chris Howard, and I play guitar, keyboards, piano, that sort of thing.
And a vocalist as well.
And a vocalist, yeah.
All multi-talented. And you write songs to boot, do you not?
We do our best.
We do, yeah, we try.
So, well, I'd say you do pretty well. So what started you off on a career in music, and how old were you?
Well, Mum always tells me that I started really very early age. Even from the crib, I was using the shakers. So,
really?
I don't know, about 8 years old, I guess.
And how about you?
Yeah, a similar sort of age. I always listened to music from a very early age. It was always in my house, and started writing poetry when I was about 8 or 9.
Really?
Yeah.
And it wasn't rude rhymes, it was just proper poetry.
It was just a way of expressing.
No, now they're rude.
We'll hear some later, maybe. And do you have any principal influence on the music you go for?
Yeah, for me, I listened to, when I was young, a lot of music hall stuff.
Hmm.
So, like the Lion and Elbert, When Father Pasted the Barn.
Really?
Yeah, stuff like that. My grandfather was very into that sort of stuff, and the comedic songs. So, for me, that was my first influence, and then it went later, and it became Elvis and the Beatles.
Right.
Yeah, Colin's got a massive knowledge about music. But, yeah, I suppose for me, the real first influences was the Beatles. I remember the Twist and Shout EP. And you know the amazing thing that it was so exciting. That sound at that time.
Totally new and it was British.
Yeah, and it was British. Yeah, absolutely, made in Britain. Yeah.
So how did you guys meet? And what kick-started your efforts?
Well, you want to explain this because I don't believe it.
Well, we met in 1991, I'm believing it.
1991?
In a bar in South London.
In a pub?
Yeah, in a bar in South London. We just got chatting about music, and Chris liked the Beatles, I liked the Beatles, and...
Didn't you say, do you come here often?
Possibly. It's one of my favourite lines.
I think a pub is the best place to meet anyway.
Yeah.
So what happened from there?
Well, it was great. We had the same interests musically, so that was really, really great. And then we eventually, a bit later on, we were in the same band, and then we had a go at... we wanted to sort of see if we could write together, you know.
Because
I think even if you're really good mates, which we are, it's almost harder, you know. Is that chemistry going to be there? Are you going to, you know... And it worked. It's been great. It's been great fun, and just it's easy. It's quite amazing because, I mean, I've had experience co-writing with people, and it's a bit of a chore.
Yeah.
But this has been great.
You know? And when you do that, do you write the rhythm first, or the words, or what?
It's a bit of both, but I suppose I get a melody first. Mm. I mean, I think you get
lyrics first. For me,
but somehow or another, you managed to mix it
together.
Up. Join it together.
I mean, if I come up with lyrics, I show it to Colin. He says, "Right, I can't have that."
If I get a melody, I go, "Chris, do you like that?" He goes, "Yeah, lovely. Let's do it this way." You know,
so, but
I listen to him and then I tell him where he went wrong,
which is usually from the opening chord.
Well, look, let's take a break for our chat for a moment and listen to another of your songs from the Boardman the Tradeline album. This one is Just Too Much Time.
Feeling the pain. Wake up in search to find a reason to get out of bed. Looking for a season for raising my head. I got too much time. A pillow, a dream.
Too Much Time, another track taken from the Border in the Train Line album by my guest today, the Croque-Monsieurs, who not only perform together, but they write the music as well. So when did you start writing music together?
2010, we decided to give it a go.
Mm-hmm.
We were both playing in the same covers band.
Yep.
And we just got chatting and, that was it.
Now, I mean, we've tackled how you decide whether you're going to play the music first or the words, but how do you try and avoid inadvertently copying something that's already out there? Because there's so much music out there.
Yeah,
I see it point here.
No, I mean, Well, we do
a quick
copy.
Out from under there.
And we start by copying.
Yeah.
See what we can get away with and then take it from there.
I think the thing is that even if you, I mean, we're both strongly influenced by the Beatles. Mm. And I think even if you're like that, by the time you actually go through the studio and record it, and by the time it comes out the other side, usually it's got your own identity on it. With the influences probably showing less.
Well, I mean, what gets me is that people pick up on some chord somewhere and say, "That's mine."
don't do that.
Unbelievable.
Do they? Unbelievable that is. I can't imagine.
You think the Led Zeppelin, aren't you?
All right. Do you find that there's a good time to choose when to write something? Or does something just come to you and you just stop what you're doing and put something down quickly or hum it into a recording device to work on later? What do you do? How do you do it?
Yeah, I think the amazing thing is, obviously, with technology now, it's really easy because you just put whatever idea comes instantly onto your phone. Mm. So that's brilliant. I usually get inspiration when I'm sort of carrying dinner plates and stuff. And, you know, I can't get my phone, you know. So that's when I usually
always
get
the way, yeah.
But the other thing is when you think back to all the sort of early artists, great artists that came up with fabulous music, and then they didn't have anything. The only option they had was to write it down at that time ago. So, yeah.
But most of the artists that going back in that time, I know the Beatles was slightly different, but a lot of them, I don't think so much wrote their own material. They used material written by other people, did they not?
Yeah, it's true, yeah. But it's still pretty amazing. I think I heard someone say once that, if you don't remember it, then it wasn't a good song anyway. I'm not sure I rely on my memory that much.
I'd say that's a fair comment, though.
Yeah.
Normally, if I get an idea, if I can't remember it the next day,
it was no good. Yeah. And then that's it comes back, true. And you've forgotten that it was the one that
that's
you were
right,
going for.
Yeah. You write loads of songs all the same. Yeah.
Now, if memory serves me right, Home Sweet Home was recorded specifically to support victims of domestic violence, and that song plus Somebody's Fool and Postcard were all subsequently included in the album Bordering the Train Line, which was released back on the 6th of July last year. And your new single, Pictures of You, were released just last week, I think it was Friday, is also on that album. So do you like to tell us a bit about that song?
Do you want to do that, or should I? You start it. Yeah,
we had it. Chris had the song Picture You originally, and we were almost finished writing the album. And then he came to me and said, "I've got this great little song." So we decided to include it on the album, and Jessica made the cut. And then, Chris, would you like to take over?
Yes, I would.
Well, where do you want me to take since it? Since he dropped you in it, yeah, you don't have much option.
Yeah. I was believing every word you said. It was the last track to be written, and I sort of came up with this idea, and I thought I really wanted to get on the album. Most of the album was recorded, and I said, let's just try and get it on, and if it comes off, we'll keep it in. If it doesn't, we'll let it go. But I'm really happy with it. And for the single, we went back and re-edited it a bit.
Oh, right. Because you thought you could tweak it again, because you listened to it several times and you think,
Well, not so much that. I think that there's also, if you're going to put something out as a single, it was probably a touch long. That was one thing, maybe. But also, you do think of ideas that we should have put on. Mm. So that was an opportunity to do it, really.
How long does it take you to put an album together? Or is that how long is a piece of string?
I think it took about 9 months to record. And
which happens to be, can I just butt in here and say, was the time they did Sergeant Pepper.
Well, there you go.
There you go. 9 months.
Around about nine months.
Really? Okay. Let's just find out where can you pick up the new single, or better still, the complete album? How much is it?
The album's $7.99, and it's available on all major download stores. So I won't advertise anyone in particular. And the same with the single. You can get it, stream it on all the streaming sites, and also on all the download sites.
All right, that's good stuff. And the single is how much?
79p.
79p. Yeah. Well, that's nice and cheap.
Yeah. We're not greedy.
Yeah, but so you'd be better to go for the album anyway at $7.99.
Definitely. Did you say $7.99? Yeah, $7.99. It's right. 13 tracks.
I was going to add that I've got a couple of 100 copies in the back of the car. So you're having trouble.
Yeah. Leisure centre now.
Okay. Do you have any forthcoming gigs where people can come and see you?
We are currently working on a project where we're doing a number of videos for the album tracks. So that's going to take a bit of time. There's also a new single coming out that's early in the new year that's not on the album.
Oh, right.
So busy at the moment. But, the live thing I think will come later, about 5 months, 6 months.
Probably next summer. Yeah.
When the weather's better.
Yes, exactly.
People
can
come out.
Have a forecast? Can we have a forecast?
Well, I wouldn't take any notice of any forecast that I do. Now, if you'd like to know more about you guys, you can go to the website, can you not?
Yes, it's www.thecrottemonsieurs.com.
That it?
That's it.
Yep. Right.
Yep.
And right now, I think we've got to hear the new song. So, you know, we've been playing it quite a bit, but I think you guys got to introduce it. So, come on.
This is Pictures of You
by the Croque-de-Monsieurs.
Looking at pictures of me and you.